You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Over the last decade, scientists have been noticing a trend when they're out in the field. They were seeing more and more dead birds shot illegally. But previous research had shown that this wasn't really a big conservation issue. But since then, scientists started compiling data, and they found that birds illegally shot are a much bigger problem than they originally thought. Joining Idaho Matters today to talk about this recent research is Todd Katzner. He is the head of this Boise State University research project. Jay Carlisle, who studied one bird species specifically for more than a decade. Sandy Andor, who worked on the project and works in the community on education efforts. And Charlie Justice, a law enforcement officer working to prevent illegal bird shootings. Thank you all for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So Todd, I'd like to start with you. And since you were the lead investigator on this research project, so for the last decade, your field noticed, as we mentioned, more and more birds being shot illegally. Can you talk a bit about what you noticed that prompted you to do the research?
You know, that's a really good question. I think I remember very strongly when I was a graduate student, I went to a conference. And another graduate student presented some work he had done in Montana where he simply drove along and picked up bird carcasses along power lines. And, you know, in when you study raptors, birds of prey, or you expect that there are a lot of birds electrocuted. And he just simply x-rayed those carcasses. And he found out that a large proportion of them had been shot illegally. And that, you know, that sort of raised a red flag in my mind. And I think most of us know that there's some level of this illegal shooting. And of course, here in Boise, Jay Carlisle and his team have done a huge amount of work with curlews. And I don't want to steal his thunder or speak about things that he knows better. But you know, there's been some publicity about the fact that a large number of these curlews are being shot. And so about a couple of years ago, we were given some funding by the Idaho Army National Guard, the Bureau of Land Management, and the Fish and Wildlife Service to look into some of these problems and just try to get a feel for how big a problem this is. And so what we did is we pulled together data sets. We pulled together the data set that Jay has been accumulating on illegally shot curlews. We pulled together a whole pile of anecdotal data on killing of rattlesnakes and other snakes. And then we did some field surveys along power lines and in areas where there's a lot of recreational shooting. And that's kind of how we pulled everything together. And what we found was that this illegal shooting or illegal killing is far more prevalent than we had previously thought. And kind of surprisingly, at least in space, it's associated with recreational shooting. So
I wanted to bring Jay into the conversation about the curlew because Jay, I'm wondering, because you've studied this for more than a decade, and we do know too that this, what you found was that it's also affecting other species. So talk to us if you can about how other species are now experiencing the same problem that you found with the curlew.
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think a lot of it is just how much effort we were putting into curlews, capturing birds, putting satellite transmitters on them to track them. So a lot of time in the field led to more either chance encounters or actually tracking down a transmitter that wasn't moving anymore to a carcass and being able to prove that. And I think with Todd and his team and other folks working on ferruginous hawks and other researchers working on burrowing owls, then I think it's just sort of been like over time we've gathered this data on other species as well. So I'm not sure that it's newly a problem for other species. I think it's more just that in the last 5 to 10 years, we've had more evidence of that.
And Charlie, you're in law enforcement at Idaho Fish and Game. I'm curious, what's it like trying to manage a problem like this? Because I'm also assuming that a lot of these illegal deaths happen on fairly remote public land.
So, yeah, it's problematic from the standpoint of at least what I think is happening is it's more opportunistic or incidental shooting. I don't think there's folks leaving their houses going, I'm going to shoot a curlew today. Mm-hmm. An owl. I think they're out there recreational shooting, shooting 22s at targets or whatever they're taking, and or shooting ground squirrels, and something else comes by or the curlews fly by and make a big ruckus. And I believe that most of our sporting public are doing it right and doing it legal. So I think it's incidental. And then it's a small portion of those folks that are out on the landscape. And then you add, it's a big landscape. And so it's right. It's hard.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to the team of researchers and those involved with protecting birds that are killed illegally here in our state. So Sandy, I want to talk with you because you did on the ground research, but also you work on educating the public about bird conservation issues. So can you talk about some of the guests that you actually bring to hunter education classes?
Sure, of course. Initially, this began with a friend of mine who was teaching hunter's ed classes, and he showed me a box of feathers that he had one day, and he was going to bring it into the classroom to teach wildlife identification. And I said, well, you know, do you have a permit to have those feathers? Because if not, like, you really shouldn't be showing them to the class. And this is why. And we talked about the Migratory Bird Treaty Act protecting these birds. And he had no idea. And so we saw it as a really good opportunity for me to go into the classroom and talk to the students about some of the issues we were seeing with, birds of prey specifically, but also the curlews, and use it as kind of like an educational opportunity to bring some insight into, you know, why these birds are important to the ecosystem and why you should be knowing your target and being a responsible hunter and knowing that you shouldn't be going after these birds. And in my experience with education and outreach, one of the best things you can do to make something stick in a child's mind is to show them what you're talking about. And so I reached out to a couple of folks at the World Center for Birds of Prey in Boise and a couple of my falconer friends, and was able to get folks to come in and bring their birds, a variety of different species, and talk about, you know, some of the natural history things with these birds and what makes them so valuable to our ecosystem.
And I think that, I bet that makes a difference, right? When you can see these birds up close and you know, live and in person, frankly.
Absolutely. And I've received a lot of feedback from parents in my own community whose kids I have taught, and they just tell me how the kids come home and that's all they can talk about is this super cool bird that they learned about. So it really is resonating with them, I think.
Mm-hmm. So Todd, with all of the time on this project and this research, what's one piece of information that you would hope that people who are listening to this interview right now may take away in regards to protecting birds in our area? Because it sounds like to me, even Charlie mentioned this, is that most people just may not know that what they're doing is illegal. And as Sandy said, you know, if you don't know your target, that can be a problem too.
Yeah, you know, I can best speak to the science involved. And mm-hmm. For me, the message that I kind of hope people would take is just that this is more common than we really understood. As Charlie said, you know, and as the evidence in our paper suggests, it's not only more common, but it's probably either accidental or opportunistic. It's not that the data don't suggest that people are going out just to illegally shoot birds. The data do suggest that people are going out to target rattlesnakes. This is something that is really easily addressed. It's an illegal activity. It certainly has potential for real consequences for these populations. And so it seems like it's something that just a a little bit of knowledge and awareness and education and outreach could be addressed, hopefully in a simple and sort of non-confrontational way.
Well, I really want to thank all of you for joining us today and talking more in depth about this and giving us a more perspective on it. We've been talking with Todd Katzner, Jay Carlisle, Sandy Andor, and Charlie Justice. They've studied and work on conserving birds that are being shot illegally in our region. Really appreciate your time.
Having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank
you. More Idaho Matters next.